You're listening to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast featuring Joseph Ryan and Donna Lee. Even just sitting there listening to this podcast, you look fabulous. Hey there, welcome to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast. I am your co-host, Donna Lee, and I'm here with the ever-present, ever-beautiful Joseph Ryan.
Hi, Donna. That is so sweet.
Aww.
You know, I love your words of affirmation and physical touch and gifts and, you know, acts of service. I mean, you just do it all for me, girl.
Try. I heard you say earlier this is like a little happy cult, and I'm just happy to be part of it.
I'm so glad I have such amazing followers. So wonderful.
I love that we're all pretty like Joseph.
Exactly. It's contagious. Mm-hmm. You know, from one man to the next woman, it's just going to, everybody's going to be beautiful.
That's right.
And I have two beautiful babies at home.
You do.
So, so happy.
Every time I think of this, though, my eyes get teary. So if I start crying, I'm sure y'all start crying, but I get all emotional just looking at the pictures. But I want to hear all about it. And I know our listeners are going to be very excited.
I'm so excited. And I brought Brianna in.
Hello.
She's fresh off the bed.
Fresh off the bed.
Y'all,
fresh
this
off
is
the
fresh.
Table.
Yeah. She's fresh off the table to the bed, to the couch. Now she's back to a bed because she
got a
new bed.
Yeah. No, I was never to the bed. It was table to couch to now my new bed. Thank God. It's been wonderful.
Wow. So just for reference for people, today is, what day is today?
Exactly.
Thursday.
2 weeks.
So the date is April
18th.
Oh, today's,
today's date.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say the baby's
she's
born
on drugs.
April 4th.
I was like, April 4th.
I'm not anymore. I'm just sleep deprived and a lot of pain.
That's wonderful.
Sure.
I mean, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry for you.
Oh, gosh.
So better you than me. His
this
literal
all just
words.
Happened. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like
I
it
said
happened?
That one time. I mean, I really think you should let it go.
Multiple times.
But I only meant it like one time.
Just the one time.
Just the one time.
No, I actually, we went to Brianna's checkup, which she says she knew that it was not going to just be a checkup. But I was thinking, okay, we're going on April 4th, you know, Thursday for her checkup. And then they're going to schedule her cesarean because it's time, because she's been having a lot of contractions and pain and everything. And within 3 minutes of being in the doctor's office, he's like, okay, it's time for birthdays. And I'm thinking that meant birthdays. Okay, we're planning
the
birthday.
We're going to plan a birthday party. And I said, you idiot, it's today.
And then he's like, okay, you know where labor and delivery is. You're going to go over there and do this, and then I'll be over there. And I was like, wait a minute.
I'm going to tell him you're coming. And Joseph's like, wait.
Today?
Wait, today? He's like, yeah, I just said we're having birthdays. And he's like, oh my God.
I freaked out.
I saw that on Facebook. Yeah. I was like, oh wow, that hit hard.
Yeah, I did not expect it. I mean, I expected to get news, but I didn't expect it to be that day.
Which is funny because I was supposed to actually go to the doctor the previous Monday, and we went on Thursday because I was scheduled for weekly appointments. And then because I'd been having contractions, he's like, well, let's put two a week now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel like things haven't gotten worse, they're the same, you can elect to just come to one or the other. You don't have to come to both. And I was like, okay. So over the whole weekend, I was contracting, and I knew, I was like, I feel like this is labor, but they're telling me it's not. So I guess and they said, just stay home and monitor. Nope, just keep doing what you're doing. And I was like, are you sure? I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
So I told Joseph and Nathan, I was like, you guys need to make sure and pack a bag with all your stuff you're going to need at the hospital. If not tonight, tomorrow morning. Okay. Mm-hmm. You need to have it. And Joseph was just like, okay.
I thought we had a couple weeks, a week.
And then
really?
Go to our Thursday appointment.
Technically, April
Monday.
17th was the date, like 37
right.
weeks.
Well, that
was
the
was
maximum
yesterday.
They were going to let me go. That wasn't the date. They just
that's
said, that's
I
our
thought.
Goal.
Yeah, and I thought we hit our goals. Okay, we achieve the goals.
So, we in this cult hit
well,
our goals.
Well, when they're 2 weeks earlier than their goal date, and they're already 6 pounds, your goals change.
Wow. Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, are you sure? And so then we get there Thursday, and he checks me, and he's like, oh wow, yeah, you're ready. You're already dilated to about a 5. And I was like, I knew it. I looked at Joseph and I was like, wow. So
I said, that's why you were trying to kill me the other day.
Yeah, I was like, actually, if we would have come Monday, they would have probably taken me that day because they were both breech. And he said, we don't want you to go into
full labor,
full active labor. You've been actively laboring, but we don't want you to actually go into labor.
That made my hoo-ha tighten up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, makes
that's
a
stressful.
Lot of things really clench.
Right?
Really. Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Made my heart clench when I realized it was happening
that
day.
Yeah, it was time.
Wow.
So what's funny is I was like super calm until we get to the hospital and they've checked us into like the pre-op room. they've hooked up the heart monitors to my stomach and they've got my heart monitor and all this stuff. And the nurse kept asking me, she goes, are you nervous? Are you anxious? And I'm like, why does she keep asking me that? And I was like, I mean, I'm nervous about the surgery, but I don't feel like mentally nervous. Like, I think I'm okay. And I said, why? Why do you keep asking me? She goes, oh, your heart rate's just a little elevated. And I was like, what is it? She's like, it's 122. We thought it was one of the babies at first.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, that's high. I was like, I guess I'm nervous.
My body's telling me no.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't realize I was nervous until you told me that. So wow. It was funny. So then once the anesthesiologist came in and starts telling me how they're going to inject into my spine, I was like, oh.
You're just going to turn on your side and like, hunch over.
No, not your side. You're going to hunch forward and just hug your belly.
We're gonna
do some numbing shots first directly into your spine, and then we're gonna numbing stab shots you with the big first. Needle.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So it was crazy.
How was labor? What did y'all go through?
Well, Nathan and I were at the feet when she was having the surgery,
so they could watch the procedure.
And I'm really glad that I did watch the whole thing, because I don't think that anyone, especially men, will have any sort of appreciation for what is entailed for a C-section, because it just sounds like you hear everybody talking about it. Like, people have babies every single
day. Elective. It's no big deal.
Yeah, like, right.
It's major abdominal surgery.
You're just going in and having everything. A C-section, no big deal. You're having a baby. Like, you just hear this all the time. So we're kind of desensitized to what's actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
So
good
I think
point.
Giving us that visual aid of blood and guts and water flying through the air, like, it was like geyser.
Wow.
It was crazy. I wish I had it on video, the amount
well,
of water.
Well, they did it because they thought that I wouldn't want to see it. But weirdly enough, I kind of want to. Like,
yeah,
I kind of want to, because I'm like, they had a sheet up. Like, obviously, I don't want to see while it's happening to me
in
the moment, because
I
was very scared.
Later. Yeah.
But then after the fact, I'm like, no, I kind of want to see what you're describing, especially when my mother was supposed to be my rock, and she's sitting right next to my head holding my hand, and she's got a mask on so I can't see her facial expression, and she's wearing like her hazmat suit and her surgical cap, but then the way she is like beating my hand and not even looking at my head or face, and like trying to pat the top of my head, but she's like on my face at times, and then standing and clutching the curtain and looking over, her eyes are the size of saucers. And she looks terrified. And I was just like, nope, close my eyes real tight. And I squeeze her hand, and then I'm turning up my music so loud, I literally had ringing in my ears like a concert for whole week after the delivery.
Yeah.
Because I was like, nope, I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to see anything. I definitely don't want to look at my mom. I thought she was going to calm me down in this moment. I made a mistake.
You picked the wrong girl.
I was like,
girl.
She did so good in my labor and delivery with my son and daughter. I thought, oh, she'll be perfect in there. But she's never been to a C-section. She was like, I was terrified. I looked terrified because I was terrified.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, now you tell me.
Right.
I was like, girl. I said,
what does that feel like? You're just kind of numb
and
you don't feel
anything?
So what's
weird is you don't feel pain.
Yeah.
But it's also mentally painful in a weird way, because I literally could feel at times with how, I don't want to say aggressive, because he wasn't like
rough,
but at the same time, it's not a gentle process.
Is it like tugging, like a sensation?
I could feel my body lifting up off the table. And like, I could feel my insides like being moved around. Like, it's a weird feeling of being numb. Like, it's not hurting.
Right.
Pressure.
But I feel a lot of pressure, and I feel you touching me, and I feel you lifting me. And my body is like, just like a rag doll, just like flopping around. And then I don't know if it was from the spinal tap they did or if it was just my adrenaline. It was probably both.
Yeah.
I could not stop shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had this warm blanket over my arms and chest, and I'm gripping my phone in my right hand because I have the music, and I'm just like literally like, it won't go any louder.
Oh my
and
God.
And my mom is beating me on the face and head in my hand, and then clutching the curtain, and the anesthesiologist is like, why don't you sit down here with her and stay with her?
Yeah.
Because she's like, this is all I need this lady to
pass
freak out or pass out or throw up in her stomach. God.
Well, the nurses did ask Nathan and I, they said, are you guys okay? Because you have an unobstructed view.
Yes.
Like, it's graphic.
It's very graphic.
And I said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay. And so we watched the whole process, and it was like first he cut her.
Yeah.
Then he used like this hot tool that you could smell burning flesh.
Stops bleeding.
Then you see like this piece of purple meat.
Yeah.
Then he starts cutting into that.
Oh my God.
Then,
well, yeah. You've got to get through the uterus through. And
yeah.
Then
yeah.
He,
and then
he told me, he goes, I didn't cut your abdomen muscles, but I did have to pull them apart.
Yeah.
So my mom said your abdomen, like
he
your muscles,
a crowbar thing,
he
a
said
retractor.
Your muscles were shredded. And I was like, and then she said, when he put these round things in there, uh-huh. I was like, so it's the retractor to open up the area to get the yeah. babies out. She said, she was like, there was just so much blood, Brianna. She's like, I've never seen so much blood. She's like, mm-hmm. then I kept looking at the monitor. I go, I know. I saw you. I knew where the monitor was, and I was refusing to look at it because your eyes would get bigger, and then you'd look over the curtain. And she's like, well, I would look at the monitor, and your heart rate was like 128 at one point. So I know it's just pumping your blood out faster. And then all of a sudden your blood pressure dropped. I can't remember. She'll probably tell you guys, but she said something ridiculously low. Like it was like 48 over 60 something. And she's like, oh my God, she's dying on the table. Like she's going to bleed out.
Oh my
and I'm
God.
Like, oh my gosh. I was like, why didn't you sit down and like, instead of beat my face in hand, like look into my soul and be like, I love you. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
I was like, I was already scared.
Well, then on my end, you know, you see like when Dylan, he was born first, he was mm-hmm. born at 2:15 in the afternoon and he weighed 5 pounds and 10 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he came out first, butt first, and he was kind of like that purpley gray color at first, mm-hmm. you know. And when he first came out, there was like a little bit of water, mm-hmm. you know, when they broke the
like
water.
A normal amount.
And then there was a little bit of blood, you know, not anything crazy. And then he finally cried, and then that was really exciting. And Nathan and I were both bawling our eyes out. I've never cried so much in my life as I did the day they were born.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he immediately had to get oxygen and on the CPAP machine, you know, he was a preemie and his lungs were still not like doing well on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So we were watching that. Then he starts going in for Kyle and, you know, that's when he cut into this part at the end. And I'm not kidding. He's probably at least over 6 feet tall.
Yeah. My doctor knew. I would say he's probably 6'1".
And mm-hmm. he, at the water shot so high and so far, it was taller than him. It was, I'm not kidding, like a geyser. It was flying everywhere. Then all of a sudden blood, the same height, like so much blood flying everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, what the hell? And then it took him a minute to get Kyle out.
Because and the cord was wrapped around her neck twice and she was lodged up in my ribs.
Which
sideways.
Is why she never,
that's why she
like,
never
went
dropped.
Down.
Yeah.
That's why she was always up in her ribs. We thought she was just being a diva, but she was tied up.
Yeah, she was tied up.
Oh my gosh.
That's how I got the dislocated rib and torn muscle. Poor Kyle. She was stuck.
Finally, and her face was so squished because she couldn't get out of the rib cage.
Yeah.
Right.
And so.
Wait, did you get the best sister ever award yet? That's.
Well, duh.
She had that before, but
duh.
Now it's really.
Yeah. Now it's a real thing.
So anyway, she finally comes out. And then as soon as she cries and she's okay, then I immediately was like, I need to check on my sister because I just have never, like mom said, that was just so much blood and everything. And I
especially compared to Dylan, she
freak
said,
out.
They both mm-hmm. told me this. They were like, it seemed normal, like, okay, a little bit with Dylan. But then in comparison to Kyle, they were like, is she dying?
Yeah. Well, Dr. New said that her amniotic fluid was more than he's ever seen.
But he also said that was probably Kyle's saving grace because of how she was lodged in my ribs and the cord around her neck. It just kept her floating, just suspending. So it never like
pulled
or choked
her. Wow. Oh my gosh.
And thank goodness, you know, if Dylan had flipped, you know, head down, Brianna wanted to try vaginally, then it would have
been
bad for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah.
she would have had an emergency C-section on
right.
top of vaginal delivery. So
oh
everything happened the way that it was supposed to. And, you know, I went and checked on Brianna and told her the babies were good and, you know, all that. And then it was just extremely emotional.
I bet.
So it was very, very happy and scary and everything, all the feelings at once. And then they immediately had to take Dylan to the NICU. So Nathan and I both followed him up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then mom was actually the first one who got to hold Kyle.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was just a really beautiful moment. We got Kyle into the NICU, came back and got to see
Dylan
to NICU mm-hmm. and came back and got to hold and see Kyle mm-hmm. in the room post-op. And then we were lucky that we were able to have rooms next to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
We could all be together,
yeah.
but mm-hmm. separate.
So from my perspective, because I did have the sheet up so I couldn't see, and then I had music right until they said, I told the anesthesiologist, I want you to tell me when he's taking the babies out so I can turn my music off because I want to hear the cry. I want to make sure they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she tapped on my shoulder and she told me it's time. And so I turned off my music and I'm listening. And I felt like, because from the way the C-section is described to you, the procedure itself like only takes, he said, to get the babies out 5-10 minutes. Then after that, it's just a matter of sewing everything up and cleaning and closing, right? And so all in all, maybe 30, 45 minutes. Okay, so in my mind, also it doesn't help I have a camera or a clock on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, a lot of time has passed. Like, what's going on? And then I'm like, I can't hear Kyle. I was like, is she okay? Or I can't hear Dylan first. I was like, is he okay? And then finally I heard him cry. Mm. And then I started bawling my eyes out. But then I was like, I can't see him.
Oh.
I was like, where is he? And then Kyle took longer to get out. I thought she was just going to follow right after him.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't hear her. And I was like, is something wrong? And then I kept asking, is everything okay? And then the anesthesiologist was like, it's okay. They're working. They're getting her out right now. Everything's okay. And then I look over at my mom. And it's probably when I'm like spouting blood. The anesthesiologist is like, I'm like, she's paid to be here. So she knows the right things to do and say. Mm-hmm. And I look at my mom for reassurance or for her to like validate what the anesthesiologist just said. And she looks the total opposite. She's just like her eyes. And she's just like gripping that curtain. And I'm like, what is going on? I was like, is Kyle okay? And then I heard Kyle cry.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And then I still hadn't seen either of them. And then my mom told me they had to take Dylan to get oxygen. I'm like, okay, is that okay? And they're like, that's normal. I was like, okay. Yeah. And then I was like, well, where's Kyle? And they're like, they're working on her now, but she's down there, she's okay. So I can't remember, was it you or Nathan that brought the phone over and showed me? I want to say it was Nathan. Yeah, he took a picture.
Aww.
Of Dylan. I didn't get a picture to see of Kyle I think until I was actually in post-op, and he brought the phone over, and then as soon as I saw him, I just burst into tears. Oh. I was already crying, but I just like burst into tears because I was like, when they told me he had to go get oxygen, I was like, is he okay? You know, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, they tell you when they're premature that they do a lot of their breathing practicing and swallowing the last couple of weeks. So, you know, you feel scared because you're like, well, we're a couple of weeks earlier than we planned.
Mm-hmm.
So is he going to be okay? And so it definitely made me feel better when I saw him and he had his huge mouth open and he was crying. I was like, he's got to have some lungs and oxygen and capacity to be able to cry like that. Look at his mouth.
Yeah.
So I was like, he got the Nyberger mouth. I didn't actually get to see Dylan right away because obviously I couldn't get up and move around.
Yeah.
But I was really happy because I don't know. It's all kind of a blur. I got really sleepy after because they gave me like a little cocktail essentially because the anesthesia I guess it's anesthesia, but it's not general anesthesia. It's just the spinal tap.
Mm-hmm.
They said wears off in 2 hours. That also freaked me out.
Oh,
because I got to a point where once I knew the babies were out and they weren't even in the room and they were closing me up, I'm looking at my clock and I'm like, we're almost out of time. We're almost on time. I'm going to start feeling stuff. I was getting really scared. And then I also was like, where's Morgan? As soon as the babies left, you know, and Joseph left, they were supposed to let my husband come in to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I told my mom, I said, Mom, where's Morgan? And she was like, they're going to go get him. And I was like, okay. And then poor Morgan, I see his eyes because apparently there was a ton of blood on the floor. So it looked like Dexter. Mm-hmm.
They didn't have time to clean it up.
Oh, they don't clean it up till you get out of the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. They just change you to a new tape, like a gurney and roll you out.
Holy moly.
So then someone comes in after and they clean up the crime scene.
The crime scene.
And so Morgan walks in and he said the first thing he saw was he was like, you were like white as a ghost. And he said you'd been crying. Then he's like, I look down on the floor. I see so much blood. And then he goes, I look up and I see these sacks, like at least 2 or 3 filled with soaked bloody gauze, like lap pads, whatever they're called.
Oh my.
And he was like, oh my gosh. And he was like, also, they were supposed to come get me right after. And again, it was described to us like, oh, 5-10 minutes and then they're going to come get you.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I've been waiting for over an hour.
Oh.
So he was like, I kept waiting to hear them call a code. And
oh my God.
Thankfully for him, I watch Grey's Anatomy. So he knows what the codes are. So he's like, nobody was walking fast. No one was running. And I didn't hear any codes being called. So I was trying to stay calm. And then as soon as he saw me, he looked like he was crying. Like his eyes were really shiny.
Yeah.
And he came over and was holding my hand. And then, you know, they rolled me back, I guess, to post-op. But again, it got kind of fuzzy. They gave me something to help for when the anesthesia wore off.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I got to hold Kyle for the first time, I just looked at her little face and I was just like, oh my gosh, she's so
worth
beautiful.
All the pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I got to go see Dylan for the first time the day. So I only stayed two nights. Mm-hmm. So the next day after, before I got discharged, I went to the NICU. Actually, I went the night before when I was able to start walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph and Nathan went with me. I think Morgan actually did too, but then they kicked him out. They're like, you can only have three. I was like, sorry, babe, get out. Oh. I'm staying. I earned this.
Right. And how long did y'all stay?
We were there for three nights with Kyle. Yeah. And then we went home and then we had to keep coming back
and forth
Dylan.
Until Dylan got. Yeah. Yeah. So I got to hold Dylan for the first time. I saw him the night before and then I got to hold him for the first time the next day. And that was nice. We actually got to do some skin to skin. So that was fun because, you know, NICU babies, they said that's like the best thing for them.
Yeah.
And it was so sweet. I have so many videos and pictures of them. And every time I would talk or I would sing or I would do anything, you could see them like trying to look. Like,
oh,
they're like,
really?
Yeah. Like even if they didn't open their eyes all the way, like you could tell they were like,
we know that lady.
Familiar. Shut up. They've had enough out of you.
We're trying to sleep.
Yeah. And then Joseph came in. I told both of them this. I was like, I mean, this isn't an insult. This is actually very cute. But you guys are the total stereotypical first-time parents. You look crazy. And then I said, can you believe you're going to leave this hospital with two children? And Nathan and him both go, no, we're exhausted. And we've only had one so far to take care of overnight. Oh, and she kept us up all night. And I'm so tired.
Oh.
And I just laughed so hard because I was like, yeah, you look awful. You look really bad in the best way possible. But I was like, you look really tired.
Oh, my goodness.
And so Joseph came in my room in the morning and I was like, can I hold her? He's like, yeah. And he gave her to me. He immediately went over the couch
and lay down.
And just lay down,
face
went to
down.
Sleep.
Oh,
he was
God.
Out in like a second, and I held her for like, I don't know, 2 hours, and it was so funny because I don't know what it is. Something about holding a sleepy newborn
makes you sleepy.
I was like wide
it's
awake.
Like a drug. Yeah.
Then I started holding her, and I was like, oh God, I'm gonna pass out. So I had to like literally barricade us with pillows because I didn't want to accidentally like jerk.
Right.
And yeah, so she's adorable. Aww. They're both so sweet. So I've gone already over to their house.
Well,
a couple
you look
times
amazing.
To
like,
see
you
them.
Don't look like you just had some babies. That's
well,
for
I
sure.
feel like it. So yeah. You gotta fake it till you make
right?
it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I came up here
as
to
usual,
get my hair
gorgeous.
Washed, my nails done, and Ivy came to the house to do my lashes the first week, which she's a trooper because I literally had one position I could get into.
And she
it's
made it
still kind of close to that position now. And she made it work. I mean, I'm sure when she left,
her back was
back
broke.
Was broken. Her legs were broken. Her neck.
Oh,
but she made it work.
She's trying for that employee of the month.
Yeah, I told her. I was like, I might feel like shit, but I look good.
You look good, girl.
That's
oh,
right.
My goodness.
Well, all I can say is we're forever grateful, Brianna. We love our babies, well, and we couldn't do it without you. So thank you for sacrificing so much.
Well, worth it. Like I told her, this is funny. Mm. I text him, and I said, well worth it. All the pain, everything, do it again. And then he goes, oh, we'll talk about it for your next one, for a singleton. And I go, that's not what I said. I said, worth it to do it again means for Dylan and Kyle,
right?
And then I was like, well, goes, Kyle and Dylan have siblings that need help.
That's right.
And I said, and they will
be
get
bred
help
and born
from your other
family. We'll talk about it after you're healed and you forget it all.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think I'll ever
you know
forget
that,
it.
You know that happens. Yeah. God put that pain in your life and took it away so you'd have more babies.
No, that didn't happen to me. Why do you think my children
Brianna,
were 10 years apart?
It's all fine. You're going to get pregnant. It's all mine.
No. 8 weeks or 6 more weeks and then they're going to burn my insides.
So we'll talk about it later.
Right.
On that note, we're so happy little Kyle and Dylan are home. Mm-hmm. They're both doing well, and we're very, very grateful. Thank you guys for all the love and support, and make sure you're staying tuned on social media and everywhere because we do post lots of cute pictures and videos and many more to come. I'm like now I'm that person that won't stop showing you pictures of my baby.
Yeah, it's all consuming. Like, it's funny because now it's like times 10 for me because I already do that with my children and my dog.
Right.
And now my niece and nephew. And I was like, wow, these other nieces and nephews never had a chance.
They are the special ones.
Yeah, the golden
babies. Yeah.
Well, you guys, thank you. Stay tuned. More to come. Don't forget to like, follow, share, and enjoy your hair.
Thank you for listening to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Clapper. We'll see you next week.